Gary Woodland started slowly before taking the first-round lead at the PGA Championship in St. Louis. He fired a 6-under par 64 that gives him a one-stroke lead over Ricky Fowler. Woodland was one over before making birdie at the par 5 eighth. He also birdied the next hole and added five more on the back nine to pass Fowler, who emerged as the early leader. Brandon Stone and Zach Johnson are two shots back and one ahead of world number one Dustin Johnson, who is tied atop the leaderboard before faltering late in the first round. Tiger Woods is six off of the pace following an even par 70. Meanwhile, Golf Week is reporting the PGA of America is trying to regain control of computer servers that have kept officials from accessing files for the PGA Championship. The magazine says on its website that PGA staff members discovered their systems had been compromised when attempts to access files generated a message that the network had been penetrated and that any attempt to break the encryption could cause files to be lost. First college football playoff rankings of the season will be released October 30th, and the four-team field will be set December the 2nd, the Sunday after the conference championship games are played. The selection committee's top 25 will be revealed on ESPN each Tuesday for 5 weeks, starting the day before Halloween. And police say a Wake Forest assistant basketball coach threw a punch that killed a New York City tourist who knocked on his car window, thinking it was his Uber ride. Police say Jamil Jones confronted the driver on a Queen Street around 1:15 a.m. Sunday. They say a punch caused the man to fall and hit his head on the sidewalk. Wake Forest assistant coach Jamil Jones was arrested Thursday and charged with assault. A spokesman says Wake Forest has no immediate comment on the 35-year-old Jones' arrest. Milwaukee Brewers wasted a great opportunity to inch closer to first place in the NL Central. The Brewers led 4-2 on Thursday until Corey Niebel, Joachim Soria, and Jacob Barnes combined to allow 6 runs in the ninth inning in an 8-4 loss to the Padres. And the Phillies lead in the NL East is 1 game over Atlanta following the Braves' 6-3 loss at Washington. Gio Gonzalez allowed 1 run and 6 hits over 7 innings for his first win since May 28th, helping the Nats pull within 5.5 games of the NL East lead. And Michael Brantley's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth gave the Indians a 5-4 victory over Minnesota and an 11-game lead over the Twins in the AL Central. Francisco Lindor had 3 RBI for Cleveland one night after his 3-run walk-off home run completed a 5-2 win against the Twins. Jorge Polanco tied the game with a 3-run blast in the 6th inning of his first game since completing an 80-game suspension for violating baseball's drug program. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball on Thursday, it was the Yankees knocking off Texas 7-3. Toronto stopped Boston's win streak at 6 with an 8-5 victory. Tampa Bay edged Baltimore 5-4. It was Seattle over Houston 8-6, and the Dodgers, they knocked off Colorado by a final of 8-5. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.